companies or the IRS or any of the institutions that were on my list. The same patience, tolerance, and kindness I would cheerfully grant a sick friend. And anytime they offended, whether they're actually offending me in the moment or whether I'm just having a memory of it and, oh, I'm offended again, I have really clear directions. There's this prayer. This is a sick person. Okay, whatever. How can I be helpful? God, save me. I've heard this prayer referred to as the sick man's prayer, but I got news for you. I'm the sick one. I'm the sick one that I'm praying for here. God, save me from being angry. Thy will be done. Now I got to read the next paragraph really fast. We avoid retaliation or argument. We wouldn't treat sick people that way. If we do, we destroy our chance of being helpful. I cannot be helpful to all people. And that's really important for an alcoholic of my type. Because you tell me, Shan, be helpful, and I am all up in your business all the time. Being helpful. Just being helpful. Just being helpful. It's called controlling. Right? So I got to be careful with that one. So it says, if I cannot be helpful, at least God has the power. I don't have the power. God has the power to show me how to take a kindly and tolerant view of each and every one of them. And so, 66 and 67, I had to actually read it and do it and invite God in this really specific way. So my prayer sounds something like, hey, God, it's me, Shan. Please, please, please help me. Help me. I'm asking you. Help me show my dad, this person that beat me and did some real live, real wrongs. Help me show him the same patience, tolerance, kindness I would cheerfully grant my sponsor, Polly, on a bad day. Right? I needed to make it personal. Save me from being angry. If I can be helpful, show me how to be helpful. But if I can't be helpful, please help me take a kindly and tolerant view. Bless them. Bless my dad. Bless him. And change me. And from that place, and that place only, was I allowed to go into my fourth column. And so when someone comes to me and go, oh, I already know my part. Have you done page 66 and 67? What are you talking about? Yeah, you don't really know your part. We're good, right? Because when I do that, when I slow down and I do that, whatever is in my fourth column is different than when I don't do it, because I've connected to this higher power, right? I've connected to this higher power. And so now we're going to get into the fourth column, referring to our list. I put out of my mind the wrongs my dad has done. I put out of my mind the wrongs my ex-husband has done, who cheated on me when I was pregnant with our son. I put out of my mind their wrongs. And I resolutely look for my stuff, right? It says, what were my mistakes? Where was I selfish, dishonest, self-seeking, frightened? I disregard the other person entirely. Disregard them entirely, right? Now, when I got to this part with Ray, in regards to my dad, I was prepared. I'd been to enough AA meetings, and I had heard enough, and I was ready to go toe-to-toe with him and say, you tell me my part as a four-year-old little girl being hit by my daddy, and I was ready to leave AA. I was like, there is no place on God's good earth where you can tell me I had a part in that. God bless this man. Whew, I'd be dead if it weren't for him. And thank God he knew these steps. And thank God he knew page 66 and 67, because he said, kid, I'm so sorry that that happened to you. There is no place on any plane where that's okay. But here's the deal. It happened. And you are an alcoholic whose only hope, your only hope, kid, is the maintenance and growth of a spiritual experience that's all yours. And that's why we're doing this. That's why we're doing this. And I could buy into that just long enough. And yes, we did some family.